Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover trusting in God's timing and power as Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream. Today's Bible passage is from Genesis chapter 41, verses 15 to 16. Pharaoh then said to Joseph, "I had a dream, but there was no one to interpret it. But I hear it said of you, if he hears a dream, he can interpret it." "It is not I," Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "but God who will respond for the well-being of Pharaoh."
Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, had a dream that was giving him some serious trouble. He couldn't figure out what it meant, and he needed some guidance. He had heard about this guy named Joseph who had this uncanny ability to interpret dreams. So Pharaoh decided to seek Joseph's help. When Pharaoh approached Joseph, he poured out his frustration. He mentioned that he had heard about Joseph's special talent for interpreting dreams and hoped that Joseph could shed some light on his puzzling dream. But Joseph didn't take credit for this extraordinary ability. Instead, Joseph redirected the credit to where it truly belonged. He said that it was God who had the power to respond and bring well-being to Pharaoh. It's pretty amazing to see how Joseph recognized that he was just an instrument, a vessel through which God worked his divine intervention. He didn't let his own talents and experiences overshadow the fact that it was God's power at work. And when we take a closer look at Joseph's journey, it becomes even more remarkable. This man had been through some incredibly tough times. He was betrayed by his own brothers, sold into slavery, and then ended up being wrongly imprisoned for years. That's enough to break most people's spirits, right? But Joseph didn't let his circumstances define him. He clung to his faith and trust in God's timing and plan. He held on to the belief that even in the midst of his trials, God had a purpose and a bigger picture in mind. He never wavered in his conviction that God was faithful and that he would come through for him. Sometimes we can't help but wonder why God seems distant or why he isn't taking immediate action in our lives. It's only natural to question and feel perplexed by the timing of God's interventions. But Joseph's response to Pharaoh serves as a powerful reminder for us all. God operates on his own perfect timeline. He has a master plan that we may not always understand or comprehend. Our job is to trust in him and show gratitude for his faithfulness, even when we're faced with uncertainty or hardship. It's about relinquishing control and surrendering to God's sovereignty. So the next time you find yourself questioning why things aren't happening according to your timetable, remember Joseph's unwavering faith. Remember that sometimes God works behind the scenes, orchestrating circumstances in ways we couldn't possibly fathom. Trust in his perfect timing, even when it doesn't align with your own expectations. And always express gratitude for his faithfulness, knowing that he is working everything out for your ultimate well-being, just as he did for Pharaoh through Joseph.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers in your perfect timing. May I find comfort in knowing that your plans are always for my well-being, even when I can't see the bigger picture. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, let us remember that God operates on his own perfect timeline, and our role is to trust in him and surrender to his sovereignty. Even in the face of uncertainty and hardship, may we express gratitude for his faithfulness, knowing that he is working everything out for our ultimate well-being, just as he did for Pharaoh through Joseph. Until next time, goodbye, and may God's blessings be with you always.